as Dr. Paul mentioned, that I just arrived back from India. So let me wish you a belated happy New Year. I spent about 2 weeks or so time in China. In China, December 21st, 2012, has been a very hot topic last year. Why is that so? What's so special about December 21st? It's based on the Mayan prophecy that on that day, the end of the earth will come. Did it come? Of course not. So as a Christian, I would like to share with you, what is our perspective? What should our perspective be regarding this phenomenon? Whether in general people talk about the end of the world, at the same time about the China situation. So let me share with you, using this topic, to reflect upon our faith and look at how Bible sees this situation. I think, as you know, Maya is a very advanced civilization in America. There are three major civilizations in America. Maya is one. They're located in this area, near Honduras and Mexico area. For a long while, it has been a myth, a puzzle. Because Maya has reached the peak of the civilization within the period 215 to 900 AD. For a long while, it has been a very advanced civilization, and suddenly stopped. Archaeologists try to find out why, what caused that. And Maya civilization, Maya people have come up with several prophecies, and according to what people said, some of the prophecies have been very true and come to realize. That's why people are concerned. One of the prophecies is that the earth may stop. There will be end of times on December 21st, 2012. Why do people have that idea? Because according to Maya's calendar, they suddenly stopped on this day. So a lot of people think that will be the day, according to the Mayan civilization, that will be the day of the end of the world. In fact, some of the movies directed make use of this advantage and make this movie. How many of you have watched this movie, 2012? Let's review part of it. I think they're going to make another movie, part two, on this one. So how do Christians think about this phenomenon in the K-pop culture, that they're saying that many people believe that maybe December 21st, 2012 will be the end of the world? How do Christians think about that? To me, I already told many people, even before that day, I know that that would not be true. Why? There are two reasons. The two reasons why I think death will not be the final day of the world. The first reason, because Jesus says so. Can we read that together? Mark 13, 31-32. Let's read it together. As the earth according to Jesus, he said, no one knows about that day or hour. Even he himself did not know that. So anyone who can specify a day must be wrong, right? So if you're a Christian, you believe in the Bible, if one people can pinpoint a day, they must be wrong. Even Jesus did not know that. Although he said there will be times the end of the world will come, but there will be signs. But exactly the day, no one knows. When the way. In fact, for history, many people actually try to guess what the day would be. Even early disciples believed that maybe before the life ended, the end of the world would come already. So throughout the generations, there have been many predictions about when the final day will come. But they all failed. Because the Bible said, no one knows when the day will be. So on that day, I know that it will not be the end of the world. The second reason why I think that there will not be the end of the world is that Jesus said that there will be signs of the end of the times. And I find that many of these signs have been fulfilled, but some of the signs have not been fulfilled yet. So lucky us, that's not the end of the world yet. So looking at the signs here, for example, look at the changes in heavenly bodies, look at change on the earth, look at the interpersonal relationships, the faith, and other political situations. The Bible talks about the signs of the end of the times, and many of these have not come to truth yet. So as a result, I think that December 21st, 2012 will not be the end of the world. But why was it so hot as a topic in China? I asked a sister in China, why was there so much discussion in the media, in the internet, talk about the end of the world? In fact, some even take advantage of this. You know, there's a cult called Eastern Lightning in China, very, very widespread cult. And they use this advantage to ask the people to sell the belongings, sell the properties, and give, and offer, and prepare for these doom days. And you know that the government round up many of them and put them in prison. And that happened last year, last fall. They said this cult take advantage of how people think and then spread this rumor saying that that will be the end of the world. You get to prepare. You need to sell your property, offer, so that you can try to escape this doomsday. I asked the sister, why? Why in China many people discuss this? In America, we know that we watch the movie, but we do not take it seriously, right? But in China, quite a few people take it seriously. Why? Because I talked to a sister, she said, we're living in a society, in life, it's like that. It's like the near the end of the world. China has been prospering. We economically are doing very well, but believe this economic miracle, they have a lot of problems. Family problems, social injustice. So people feel that judgment should come. That's why a lot of people is being swayed by this rumor that December 21st, 2012 should be the final judgment day. Workers work so hard. There's more and more social disparity, economic inequality. Even professionals, they're trapped. You know that this is China, there's a name called Fang Lu, that means the slave of a house. Why do they call them slaves of a house? Because right now the real estate in China is so expensive, you have to work and work for many years before you can buy a house. So people find that they're stretched to the limits. They're being trapped by the house. And when they go home, because both husband and wife working, there's tremendous tension within the family. There are quarrels, there are divorces. And children are under tremendous pressure of getting a position in the university. They have to sit in and study for public examinations. And even parents spend a lot of money to tutor the students, to offer them to go to special private lessons to prepare themselves for the examinations. Social injustice. Because it's a one-party system, there's corruptions. The rich becomes very rich, especially children of the rich people or the party members, squandering money, and when problems comes, they just crush the opposition. So a lot of people actually harboring a lot of resentment. That all these evil and sins, it must have some end to that. Justice must come. So the sister told me, we live as if we feel that today is the last day. Would there be the end of the world? According to the Bible, would there be the end of the world? Yes, of course. Let me tell you, when did the Bible first say this?
which passage in the Bible first seen about there will be the end of this world? What do you think? I think in chapter 3 of Genesis already it's hinted. You know that in the Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve sin against God, and then there's judgment upon Adam. And this is the passage from chapter 3. Because in come this world, this universe has been changed. That's the curse on mankind. Let's read that together. To Adam, he said, when God created the universe, the universe has beautiful and perfect. But when human sins come to this world, and because sins curses the ground because of you, the ground has been cursed. Sin has come to this universe, and this ground, this earth, is doomed to destruction one day. And some of you study science, you know that. What's the second law of thermodynamics talk about? Do you remember? What's the second law of thermodynamics? In the second law of thermodynamics, talk about one concept called entropy. What is entropy? Entropy is the form of energy that cannot, is random, it cannot be used. According to the second law of thermodynamics, saying that in a closed system, in a cold system, the energy, the total amount of energy will not change. Yet, the usable, regular, systematic energy will change into unsystematic random energy that cannot be used. That is called entropy. And entropy will increase in one direction, monotonically. And if that's the case, the universe is not evolving. The universe is doomed to end one day. Must be. End times will come. And then the disciples ask Jesus, "Yes, Lord, where would the day be? And what are the signs?" Let's read that together. Jesus was sitting. We start the massive talk about the doomsday, December 21st. From that one, we know that that's not true because Jesus said, no one knows about the day. Yet Jesus also said, yes, there will be end of this world because sin has come to this world. The ground is cursed. And one day, yes, this universe will come to destruction. And the disciples asked Jesus, where would that be? Or what the science? Jesus said, I don't know the day, but I can tell you the science. And those people were wise, watching the signs and counting the signs. You see that. When you see all these signs and most of the signs that come to reality, be prepared. So let's go through what are the signs mentioned in the Bible about regarding the end of the times. I'm going to arrange it in this second order so that you can follow that. First, we talk about changes in the heavenly bodies. And then we go from the heavenly bodies down to our earth, changes on earth. And then from this earth, we focus on interpersonal relations, human beings. And from human beings, we talk about the book of situations. All these signs have been predicted, mentioned in the Bible, and there will be the signs at the end of the times. And we can count. Do we see these signs coming into reality more and more? So let's talk about the first one. We talk about changes in heavenly bodies. According to the Bible, at the end times, these plans will change. the heaven and stars will change. In fact, we don't need to wait for that day. According to astronomer, they already serve, they already design, they already observe. There's signs like that now. Change in heavenly bodies, planet changes. What is this star? Jupiter, right? And they observe that this is before the state. There's a band here. Now it's disappearing. Some of the planets, when they observe the planets, they've been changing now in the planets. Look at the weather. We talk about nowadays global warming. Some place supposed to be cold is very hot. Some place supposed to be very warm is too cold. When I was with India is supposed to be very warm, right? It was freezingly cold. My colleagues will say, we do not have enough clothes because when they come to India, we presume it's very hot. We do not have enough clothes. That's very cold. The weather is changing. How about the changes on Earth? There will be more and more earthquakes. Wars going on. There will be earthquakes and wars going on. We talk about Middle East situation. The situation of Syria is very violent. Very volatile. And then we talk about, you know, this territory dispute. And talk about one island called Diaoyu Island, where the Japanese, the Chinese all claim they have right to this territory. And lately, there are boats, military boats going to Japan, going to that island. Who knows? It may be triggering a war in the Far East. There are more and more. We've also talked about earthquakes. Earthquakes are getting more and more. Remember Sichuan's earthquake that happened? It was very serious. At that time, when it happened on that day of that happened, I was in China. Luckily, not in Sichuan. It's in Shanghai. I was teaching in Shanghai, and after I finished my class, the university secretary told me, Dr. Kwok, you know that there has been an earthquake. I said, I did not feel that. Maybe I was too concentrated on my teaching. He said, yes. We hit the ground, the building shook. And it happened, we heard that it's not just Shanghai, all through China. And really, after that, we heard that it's about 7.8 on Richter scale. And many people perish in this earthquake. How about Japan? In Japan, there are three disasters. What are the three disasters? Three disasters happened in Japan. There's the earthquake and then tsunami and then the nuclear plant. Japan is not in a good shape right now. Economically, it's not in a good shape. As you count, the earthquakes are getting more and more. The intensity of earthquakes are also getting more and more intense. It shows that, according to Jesus, the end times are near. The end times is near. Besides what happens, there's also famines and plague. Could we read together, please? When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, according to the revelation that at the end of this world, one-fourth of the nations, or one of the population of the world will wipe out by famine and plague. Would that happen? Many people think that now we are in the scientific age, that all the disease, we have discoveries already, so we don't need to worry. Is it true? Not really. We talk about SARS. Remember SARS? What happened? The heaven. Where did SARS start? Where? In Hong Kong, and it spread to Taiwan and other places. And the church at that time was very nervous for people who visit Hong Kong and Taiwan. When you come back, you better stay home for 2 weeks. They were coming to church, quarantine for 2 weeks. So at that time, it was very serious. Later, we talk about the swine flu. They're talking one day, pandemic will happen. some disease on the animals when it changed, mutates. That will affect human beings. Pandemic will happen. So although there's scientific about, there's probably about medical events, but it's something that's beyond our control. According to Health, World Health Organization, they're very concerned that one day this pandemic will break out. Before we talk about what happened in the heavenly bodies, the planets, besides talking about the earth, we can also talk about interpersonal relationships. In fact, at the end of the time, something very interesting. According to the Bible, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Let's read that together. What happened to Daniel? Let's go. But you, Daniel, at the end of the time, what happened? At that time, God revealed to Daniel that said, when you close the end of time, many people will go in there to increase knowledge. First, knowledge will be the explosion, the end of the world. Look at information highway nowadays. You can turn to the internet anytime. Explosion. Secondly, what happened? People will travel. Travel frequently. Travel long distance. I just came back India. It just took me one day. It's beyond imagination by that time. How can you travel one day for thousands of miles? That really happen nowadays. Many people are flying every day. And the Bible said, you need to watch out. When you see that, the end of the world is near. Aeroplanes, fast-track railways in China, people moving very fast. Not just moving very fast, they learn a lot. They go to internet, there's explosion of knowledge all the time. Information explosion. But when people's knowledge increase, it doesn't mean that they increase. In fact, they become worse. Could we read that together? Because of the increase of wickedness, the love, but Mark, people become even more apathetic and cold-hearted near the end of the times. When I was traveling on the subway in Hong Kong, I can see that nearly more than half the people just pull out the cell phones, playing, talking, just don't talk to each other. That's why I ask my youth people, you need to be very careful. Your environment is shaping. That we are people more in self-sensitive. We ask you to greet people when you see people. Don't just pass by. Not saying hello. Not being trapped in the world. Playing internet games all the time. Whenever you have time, just open your iBook. iPad all the time. And seldom talk to other people. Be careful, brothers and sisters. You're shaping by this world. Shaping this world to be cold-hearted, self-centered, and to pay no mind to other people. That is the sign of the end of the world. When you see all this coming, brother and sister, the end of the world is near. I'm not joking. It might come. I'm not guessing the day. It may come in your generation. You know this happened in China. Do you recognize this event? They happened in China one time, one truck passed by and hit a little girl. She was suffering on the road, and many people passed by and did not call for help. That happens to China nowadays. People suffer on the road. Other people just pass by. We are putting an invitation. What happened in America? Shooting happens. Someone crazy just go to school and killing 20 children. Brothers and sisters, watch what is happening around you. They are not incidental. These are signs. Don't be part of the sign. You need to understand you are Christians. You need to be salt and light of this world. Don't be shaped by the environment, because the time is near. Besides, we talk about the faith, interpersonal relationships, the faith. Christians will be persecuted in Arab countries. In the Middle East, Christians are persecuted. In China, some Christians are persecuted. Heresies will be abundant. We talk about the cult. And the political situation will change. You know, one of the signs that near the end of the world, Jesus, not Jesus, Israel, the Jews, who are scattered around the world, will call back to their homeland. Could I ask you to read that together? Let's go. According to Ezekiel, near the end of the world, the Sovereign Lord said, I will call my Israelites of all the nations where they have gone, and then bring them back to build their homelands. Has it been actualized? Yes. Israel has restored the country already. That is another sign of the end of the world. And at the end of the world, there will be a big, big war. Fighting between nations from the north, from the south, from the west, and from the east. And do you know where they fight this war? What's the name of the city? The place where the final wars is being fought. Do you know the name? Let's read that together. There are spirits of demons performing. Armageddon is the place where the nations, the kings of these nations, will all gather together to fight this final war of humankind. You know, Armageddon really exists. You can find it on the map. Where is Armageddon located? In Israel. That's why nowadays the Middle East tension will not be solved until the end of the war. Francis, open your eyes. What is happening around the world, around you, is pointing to this direction. So people ask, then there will be justice, and Jesus will come. And then later on, there will be final judgment. But people see that. Why is the end times not arrived yet? Do you know why? In fact, some of the disciples think that during the lifetime, the end of times will arrive. That does not happen. And a lot of people think that, especially people who suffer. They say, Lord, why is the end of time not arriving yet? Do you know the reason? The Bible mentioned that. In 2 Peter 3, 9 to 10. Can I ask you to read? The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise. It's not that the delay, it's just that he wants everyone not to perish. He wants no one to perish, but everyone to repent. So what happened? Jesus go out and preach. You need to repent. Why is the end of the world is not here yet? Because God is patient. He wants to save as many people as possible. So today, using this, the Mayan prophecy of December 21st, 2012, we relate to a current event that's happening around all around us. We know that's the dark day, but the end of the times, the signs of the end of times are being fulfilled day after day. So what's the lesson to us? To you, as a Christian? When you see these kind of things, what's the meaning to us? At least I can see three things. First, you ought to have a sense of urgency. As the time of the world is coming close, don't just go on the time. The earth is coming to the earth. Close. Don't waste time. Second, stand firm on your faith. Don't be swayed by this degenerating environment. Be yourself. Be a good Christian. Be a loving Christian. Open your heart. Reach out to people. Don't be self-centered. And think about why you live. Why does God give you this life? Not just to enjoy your life. Not just have fun time. Because people around you is going to perish one day. So what's the third point? If you could, share the gospel. Using your testimony, your life's testimony, your verbal testimony, share the gospel whenever you can, please. Because the end of times is arriving. Let's pray. Father, help us. Living, help us to live every day as if today is the final day. Let's count our days. Don't waste it. Let's be on alert all the time, asking us, why are you giving us time, more time to live? Stand firm on our faith and try to be a witness to this world to the extent possible. Bless all those who are worshiping here. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.